气的。我们上个礼拜开始基督徒感情圣化的系列。
Last week we started a new series on how the Christian's emotions should be made holy.
人是感情的活物。
We are emotional beings.
人在历史中间对别人有所感动，能够对别人有所启发，不但是思想这一方面的事情。
In history, we inspire others not only by our thoughts.
特别是当我们在正确、正实在动用我们情感的事情上，会对别人产生很大的影响。
We will also influence others when we use our emotions correctly.
我们是不是在不应当笑的时候乱笑一场
？Are we people who laugh at the inappropriate time?
我们是不是在不应当哭的时候乱哭一场
？Or do we cry and weep when it is not the time to weep?
我看见圣子耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，When we look at Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
圣经从来没有记载他笑一次。
The Bible has never recorded that he has laughed.
是不是耶稣没有欢乐的时刻呢
？Does that mean that he has no joy at all in his life?
不是
No.
是不是耶稣没有嬉笑的言语呢
？Does that mean that he would is not comical?
我相信你有时候他也会表露他里面的喜乐。
I do believe that he would have expressed his joy.
但耶稣就当然没有那些肤浅的、非常低级的、没有意义的那些笑话。
But Jesus, of course, would not joke meaninglessly.
对，圣经却三次记载耶稣哭了。
But the Bible recorded three times that Jesus wept.
耶稣基督到世界上来
，For Jesus to come to the earth,
成了肉身
，He took on a human flesh.
经过人的阶段
，And experienced humanity.
从婴孩到孩童
，From infant to childhood.
从孩童到少年
，From childhood to teenage.
到青年。
To the youth,
到中年
till middle age,
到被钉在十字架上三十三年人的日子
till he was crucified he lived for 33 years
圣经记得三次他哭了
and the Bible recorded three times that he wept
耶稣在什么时候哭呢
when did he weep
耶稣曾经在拉撒路坟墓的面前哭
he wept before the grave of Lazarus
耶稣基督哭的时候
when he wept
人家说你看他爱这个人多深呢、啊
The people who saw it and said, Behold, he loved this person so much.
所以他虽然迟了四天
Although he came late 4 days.
触景伤情
And he was moved by what he saw.
所以他哭了
And so he wept.
耶稣基督是不是为他的朋友拉撒路死了而哭呢
Was he weeping because of the death of Lazarus?
我相信不是的
I believe no.
耶稣基督哭根据法利赛人的解释是为了他所爱的人死了而哭
The Pharisees said that he wept for the person he loved who died.
耶稣基督早就知道他死了。
But Jesus already knew that he died.
当人家跪到说你的朋友、你所爱的人病了的时候，他不去看他，他去的时候已经埋葬四天。
When he was informed that Lazarus was sick, he did not go to see him. And when he went there, he was already dead.
耶稣基督就在没有叫拉撒路复活以前，就说我是生命。我是复活。
Before he commanded Lazarus to be resurrected, he declared himself to be the resurrection and the life.
中文翻译很美的词句，生命在我，复活在我。
In the Chinese translation, it says the life is in me, resurrection is with me.
所以他是很有绝对的把握，叫已经死了的人从死里面复活过来，他不需要哭。
And so he has the absolute power to resurrect Lazarus, so he need not cry.
一个人为他所爱的人死而哭。
When a person weep for a person, the beloved that just died,
是因为他知道死是个定局，是个没有办法挽回的事情。
We feel sad because we know that death is something that we cannot turn around.
这件事既然不在耶稣的身上可通行
，This is not something that's applicable to Jesus Christ.
我不认为耶稣要为他的所爱的人死而哭。
And so I do not believe that Jesus Christ wept because the person he loved died.
还有一次，耶稣在哪里哭呢？
Another occasion,
耶稣从橄榄山看下整个耶路撒冷
was when he was on Mount Olivet looking at the whole of Jerusalem.
他就说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You have always persecuted the
prophets. 看啊，你要成为荒场留给你。
Behold, you will be in ruins.
我多次夜里聚集你们，如同母鸡召集小鸡。
Many a times I want to gather you like a mother would gather the chicks.
在我翅膀的下面。
Underneath the wings of
heaven. 只是你不愿意。
But you are not willing.
耶稣就为耶路撒冷哭。
And so he wept for Jerusalem.
这是圣经记载第二次耶稣哭。
This is the second recording of Jesus weeping.
第三次耶稣的哭。
The third occasion.
在马太、马可、路加福音都没有记载。
was not recorded in all four Gospels.
记载在希伯来书第五章里面。
And it's recorded in Hebrews chapter 5.
基督在世界上伟人的时候，
When Jesus Christ was on earth,
他曾大声哀哭。
He wept greatly.
恳求那能救他免死的上帝。
And call upon God who can save them from death.
就为了他的前身就蒙了应允。
And because of what he has done, the Lord promised us.
这件事很可能是指耶稣在克西马尼园哭了。
This is probably in reference to his weeping in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣这三次哭。
All these three occasions.
是因为他可能自己遭受苦害而痛苦的。
Did it come about because he was persecuted?
如果撒拉撒路死了以后。
After the death of Lazarus,
不久有巴利赛人要对付他，所以他有被杀的可能，所以他哭。
Was it the situation that the Pharisees wanted to persecute him that he cried?
如果耶路撒冷常常杀害先知，
If we say that Jerusalem has often persecuted
the prophets, 会不会以后他会遭到同样的命运，所以他哭呢？
Could it be that Jesus Christ wept because he thought he would be persecuted?
耶稣看见耶路撒冷，
When Jesus saw Jerusalem,
常常杀害先知。
That in his history they have always persecuted the prophets.
想着自己可能有同样的命运而哭吗？
Could it be that Jesus thought that he would face the same fate?
耶稣在克西马尼。
When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
是不是因为不久他要被钉十字架，很可怕，所以他哭的？
Did he cry because he was afraid of the path to crucifixion?
我相信完全没有这样的迹象证明他为这件事情哭。
I believe that there are no evidence to show that he cried for all these reasons.
耶稣在地上一共讲了25次。我实实在在告诉你们
，While Jesus was on earth, he spoke 25 times. Truly, truly, I say to you.
耶稣就在地上一同行过35次的神迹
，and he performed 35 miracles.
这是前无古人后无来者。
This was completely unique in the history of mankind.
先知以利亚只行过一个叫死人复活的神迹。
The prophet Elijah only resurrected one person.
先知以利沙生前死叫一个人从死里复活。
The prophet Elisha also resurrected one person.
死以后有个要被埋葬的人碰到他的骨头就活起来，那是第二次叫人复活。
And the second time was when the prophet's bone touched a dead person and the person was resurrected.
以利亚一共行了七个神迹。
Elijah did 7 miracles.
以利沙一共行了14次的神迹。
Elisha performed 14 miracles.
因为照着他的祷告，上帝赐福给他，感动以利亚的灵，加倍感动以利沙。
Because Elisha asked for double portion of the spirit that moved Elijah.
那么你把以利亚跟以利沙所行的神迹总合起来，一共只有21次。
But the sum of both would be 21.
耶稣基督一个人行了35次神迹。
But Jesus Christ performed 35 recorded miracles.
耶稣基督以后，只有保罗曾经叫犹推古复活。
After Jesus Christ, only Paul has resurrected Eutychus.
另外就是这个彼得叫多加复活。
And then the apostle Peter resurrected Dorcas.
他们都是一个人只一次叫一个人复活。
We see all this as individual singular incidents.
耶稣基督生前他曾经叫三个人复活。
But Jesus Christ resurrected three persons.
耶稣基督的能力超过他们，不是单单在数量的问题上。
His power is far surpassing them, not only quantitatively.
耶稣基督在叫人复活的事情上，从来不需要预先为他们祷告。
In the matter of resurrection, he need not first pray for them.
也不需要预先为自己要行神迹做一次祷告。
Or pray for himself.
当以利亚要求天上降火下来的时候，
When Elijah asked that God sent fire from above,
他说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
He said, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob." 求你使以色列百姓知道你是上帝。
Help the people, the Israelites, know that you are indeed God.
就知道我是你的仆人。
And that I am your servant.
然后他祷告完了才行神迹。
After he prayed, then he performed a miracle.
耶稣基督从来在行任何一次神迹之前没有祷告。
This was not the case for Jesus Christ.
所以这不但是分量的问题。
So this is not only a question of quantity.
更是本质的问题。
It is also a qualitative question.
因为行神迹的其他的人是神的仆人。
All these other people that performed miracles were servants of God.
神的能力在他们的身上。
The power of God was with them.
但耶稣行神迹的时候，他不是神的仆人，他是神的本体。
But when Jesus performed a miracle, he was not the servant of God, but God himself.
所以他不需要以人的身份向神祷告求能力才行神迹。
So he did not follow the examples of the rest, calling upon God as a human being.
他就以神的身份，以神的记号做了神迹的工作。
As God, with the mark of God, he performed miracles directly.
神迹这个字在原文的意思就是记号的意思。
Because the word miracle in its original language means
the mark. 那今天我要跟大家注意的事情。
The thing we want to take note of today.
就是耶稣基督行三次五次神迹，没有一次是为了自己的利益或者自己的方便、自己的特权而行的。
Is that the 35 miracles performed by Jesus Christ were all not for himself.
他都是为别人的需要，为了神的荣耀，为了见证神的能力而行。
They were all deeds done for the needs of others, for the glory of God, in testimony for God's power.
所以基督在地上做人的时候，从来没有使用特权一次。
In other words, he has never exercised special powers for himself.
这是今天许多伟大的领袖之所以与基督一比，不能成为太伟大的原因。
This is the key reasons why many people cannot compare with Jesus Christ.
前无古人，后无来者。
He was completely unique.
这样一位基督。
Such a Christ,
从来没有以自己为中心
has never been self-centered.
以神为中心
He is always God-centered.
不是照自己的意思乃是照上帝的意思而生活为人
He lives not by his own will but by the will of God.
我就不能相信他的哀哭有自己的需要的这个成分在里面
And so I cannot believe that he wept for his own sake.
耶稣基督哭三次没有一次是为自己哭的
Or three times that he wept, he did not cry for himself.
这是圣化的感情最高峰的一个表现。
This is the expression of a sanctified emotion.
我们今天许多人有时候哭，有时候难过，因为我们没有钱，因为我们病，因为我们失败，因为我们长得不够美。
Today, a lot of us will cry and weep because we have no money, we have fear, we do not look very good.
耶稣就是从来不为这件事情有过哀痛的心。
But Jesus Christ has never felt sad for any of these things.
他长出来如同根出于甘地一样。
He was like a shoot that came out from the ground.
他的面容憔悴，非常没有什么美貌，令人可炫目。
The Bible says that he did not have a comely appearance that people would be envious.
不为这些哀哭。
But he was never sad for these things.
耶稣基督的感情深化成了我们每个人的榜样。
The holy emotions of Jesus Christ will become our example.
我们上个礼拜已经思想到什么叫做深化的忧愁。
Last week we already talked about holy grief.
当当哭的事情我们不哭，不当哭的事情我们大哭的时候。
If we cry over things that we should not,
我们是懦弱者，我们是没有能力为主做见证的人。
We will become people who are weak, who cannot bear testimony for the Lord.
今天我们思想到怎样叫做圣化的喜乐。
And today we want to talk about holy joy.
圣经告诉我们，喜乐是一件很奇妙的事情。
The Bible tells us that joy is a wonderful thing.
因为圣经很少用我们普通所用的快乐这两个字。
The Bible doesn't use the word happiness too much.
所以圣经里面所表达的一种属天的感情，跟普通的人在逢场作戏中间所表露的这种肉体的情感及即便的快乐是不一样的。
The joy expressed in the Bible is different from superficial happiness that we are all familiar with.
本质的不同。
It has a qualitative difference.
快乐可能从肮脏的地方来。
Happiness could come from a place of filth.
快乐可能从最污秽的罪恶里面产生出来。
Happiness can come out from the most devious sins.
那我们如果勉强地说，喜乐不是如此。
We can say that joy is not like this.
那也是从生命的深处里面砸出来的。
Joy should be something squeezed from the depth of our life.
快乐不是喜乐，喜乐不是快乐。
So we can say that joy is not happiness, happiness is not joy.
你说快乐不是喜乐，那快乐是什么呢？
Then what then is happiness?
喜乐不是快乐，那喜乐是什么呢？
Or what about joy?
喜乐是喜乐。
Joy is joy.
快乐是快乐。
And happiness is happiness.
快乐是有快感，快快快落下来叫做快乐。
Happiness is something that is fleeting and will pass quickly.
当你去跳舞的时候，你很高兴。
When you go for a dance, you are very happy.
当你去嫖女人的时候，你有快乐。
When you visit the prostitutes, you are happy.
接下来的
，But after that,
是良心的控告。
Your conscience will accuse you.
不能收回的后悔。
You will have a regret that you cannot take
it around. 不知道前面有什么危险疾病会来到的威胁。
And there will be a threat from unknown diseases.
那个快乐就快快落下去。
So the happiness disappeared very fast.
那快乐就没有意义继续存在你生命的中间。
And this happiness has no meaning and will not stay in your life.
所以上帝所应许的是这种快乐的话。
If God has promised us such happiness,
那么我们与世人有什么分别？
What then is the difference between us and the other people?
保罗在监牢的时候，
When the apostle Paul was in jail,
他写的腓立比书里面怎么讲的？
He wrote the book of Philippians.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
He says, rejoice always.
我再说你们要喜乐。
Again, I say rejoice.
他从监牢里面发的书信要求什么呢？
The epistles that he wrote from jail.
今天如果我们最好的朋友，我们的亲人被关在监牢里面。
If today our best friend, our relative is in jail.
有一天他寄一封信，我们打开来看的时候。
And if we should receive a letter from them.
可能他会说为我祷告。
Perhaps they will say pray for me.
求主给我的信心没有丢掉。
That the Lord will strengthen my faith.
也可能他会说，请不要忘记寄一点鸡汤来给我吃。
Or perhaps they will say send me some chicken soup.
因为这里吃的东西真的难吃。
Because the food is terrible.
如果可能给我带一个蚊帐来。
Or maybe bring me this mosquito net.
因为我很久没给蚊子咬，现在苦死了。
There's so many mosquitoes in my jail cell.
一个人在监牢里面。
When a person is in prison.
常常为自己的需要有所求。
They were sick for their own needs.
那个保罗在监牢发出什么书信呢？
But for the apostle Paul.
他吩咐人在外面要喜乐。
He wrote to the people outside of the jail and command them to rejoice.
这岂不是很反常的事情吗？
Isn't this very abnormal?
应当说你为我祷告，因为我太苦了。
He should have written, please pray for me because I'm suffering.
我很羡慕你们在外面这样自由、这么快乐的人。
He should have written that I'm envious of your freedom.
但是他反过来的。
But the other way around.
他从里面吩咐外面的人要喜乐。
From within the cell, he commanded the people outside to rejoice.
基督教所应许我们的感情。
And so the emotions that is promised by Christianity.
这对与世界的最终寻找快乐的人是完全不一样的。
It's absolutely different from happiness that the world finds in sin.
希伯来文最少有十多个字。
In the Hebrew's language, there are at least more than 10 sentences.
希腊文最少有九个字。
And in Greek, there are 9 different words.
描写正面的感情。
To describe positive emotions,
像中文一样的
，just like Chinese，
高兴
，happiness，
欢喜
，joy，
雀跃，快乐，
灵气，
喜乐
，happiness，
这些都是不同的名词来表达同样的一个感情。
All these are different descriptions for the same emotion.
那英文大概少一点，对不对？
少很多。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们就要把这些把它分成两类。
We can segregate this to two different categories.
快乐不是喜乐。
Happiness is not joy.
喜乐不是快乐。
And joy is not
happiness. 当你在圣灵里面有喜乐的时候，
When you have joy in the Holy Spirit,
你就与外邦人的快乐分开来了。
You will be segregated from the happiness of the Gentiles.
那么圣经里面讲的喜乐是怎样的喜乐？
What sort of joy is this then?
是与圣洁有关系的。
This joy is related to holiness.
不是与犯罪有关系的。
Not related to sin.
我们从小到大看见有许多人专门捉弄人，然后自己哈哈笑。
When we are young, we would have witnessed some bullies who get joy from.
可能我们小的时候也是一个很调皮的孩子。
Perhaps we were like that when we were young.
我们抓了一把。
Maybe we were pinch others.
我们笑了一下。
Maybe we will be sarcastic.
我们讥讽别人几句话。
Maybe we humiliate others.
他不懂还在那傻傻的笑，我们更高兴。
When the person doesn't know that he's being made fun of, we will be very happy.
那岂不是把我们的快乐的感情建在别人的痛苦上？
In other words, we build our happiness on the pain of others.
这种快乐跟圣经所讲的喜乐是完全不一样。
This sort of happiness is different from the joy of the Bible.
快乐跟喜乐最大的分别在哪里呢？
What is then the greatest difference?
快乐是罪人在环境中间可能找到使自己犯罪的生命得到安慰的假的感情。
Happiness is a false emotion that a sinner will find to comfort himself in his environment.
快乐可以从罪恶中间得到一些，一面犯罪，一面不知自己的错误，不知自己犯错的羞耻的那一种自我假的安慰产生快乐。
Happiness would be a self-comfort that comes when we think that we are enjoying ourselves and not realizing the danger of sins.
快乐可能从那些不应当有的、不道德的得到安慰、得到快感、得到肉体的享受。 这种的快乐。
Happiness could be physical enjoyment that comes from immorality.
这种的快乐不是神所应许的东西。
These are not things that are pleasing to God.
我们应当在圣灵里面有喜乐。
We need to have joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以这样我们就看喜乐跟快乐有不同的地方。
So we see a difference between joy and happiness.
特别是从地位看出来的。
Especially in the area of the status.
一个人在主里面的时候。
When a person is in the Lord,
他到了一个天国的地位。
He has a status in heaven.
他到了新生命的经验。
He has the experience of a new life.
在亚当里的生活，现在带进在基督里的生活。
From the life in Adam, he is now having a life in Christ.
因为这个地位，我们产生喜乐。
Because of this status, we have true joy.
所以保罗说：“你们在主里面喜乐。”
And so the apostle Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord."
我不知道为什么这个词呢？翻译中文两次的翻译叫“靠主喜乐”。
But in the Chinese translation, it says, "Rely or by the Lord."
靠主喜乐，不过靠一靠。
In other words, you just rely on God for a while.
Rejoice in the Lord 是个地位的喜乐。
But in the English translation, "Rejoice in the Lord" describes a status.
在基督里面喜乐。
You have joy in Jesus Christ.
记得你的喜乐是在基督里。
You must remember that your joy is to be found in Christ.
上帝所认识的人的位分一共只有两种存在。
The Lord only recognizes two status of humanity.
一种的存在就是在基督里的存在。
The first existence is in Christ.
第二种的存在就是在亚当里的存在。
The second existence of humanity is in Adam.
希腊文 and Adam and Christos.
And in Greek is an Adam and an Christos.
你到底是在亚当里面做一个旧造的人呢？
The question then is, are you a old being in Adam?
或者你是在基督里面成为新造的人？
Or are you a new creation in Christ?
保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The apostle Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The old has passed, everything has become new.
在基督里这个新的地位。
This new status in Christ
有新的生命的心情
has new life
有新的感受
new feeling
有新的回应功能
and new ability to respond
有新的生命的表现
a new expression of a new life
这是很自然很自然的事情
All these are very natural
我个人在1957年1月7号下午6点1刻的时候
In 1957, generally the 7, 6:30 at night
我清楚经历一个很大的转变
I experienced a great change.
我不盼望，因为你听见我几夜几了几点钟几刻都讲，到了想想我没有这样的一刻，你就没有这句，我不要你这样想。
I'm not saying that you are not safe because you cannot remember the precise moment.
就是神特别怜悯我，给我很清楚在某一个时刻里面经历的一件事情。
This is special grace from God that I remember a specific moment.
我突然明白，基督是为我这个承受荣死在十字架上。
At that moment, I suddenly realized that Jesus Christ died for me, Stephen Tong.
就等于说我的罪已经得赦免了。
It means that my sins have been forgiven.
我真的请求他到我的心中来。
And I will invite him into my heart.
那个时候我不是在聚会里面。
I was not in a worship service.
那个时候我不是在课堂里面。
I was not in a classroom.
那个时候我是在半路正在走路走到一半，突然间就悟。
Actually, I was walking along the road and suddenly I realized.
是一个恍然大悟。
This sudden sense of enlightenment.
我听见耶稣为我钉十字架几百次，从小到今的这种经历变成一个历史。
All this make my past sermons that I've heard historical.
今天呢是一个真正的经验。
Because now I have a true experience.
耶稣是为我死。
That Jesus Christ died for me.
耶稣为我流血。
He bled for me.
所以我的罪的问题已经解决。
And so my problem of sins have been solved.
到我一看天的时候。
But when I look at the sky,
整个天空好像是新为我造的一样。
All of a sudden, I feel that the sky is new made for me.
白云在飘飘。
And the clouds were floating around.
凉风吹着树叶。
And there was breeze along.
树上鸟正在啼叫。
And the birds were singing.
一直烧射到下面来。
And I can see all this.
我看到这些人是很痛苦走向地狱去的。
I could see that humanity is walking towards death.
突然间，那个问题就来了。
And suddenly a question arose.
世界这么美丽，为什么人这么痛苦？
Why are we in pain and suffering when the world is so beautiful?
神故意造人在苦难中间吗？
Did God created us to suffer?
谁帮助这些人把他们在走到一条永不回头的道路以前，把他们带回到上帝的恩典里面？
Who will bring these people back to the grace of God from a return, a journey that they cannot return from?
这种感觉
such a feeling
是从前从来没有的
was something that I never had.
我从前照样看见的。
In the past, I watched.
看见同样的一个天。
I've seen the same sky.
看见同样的云。
I've seen the same cloud.
同样的树。
The same trees.
同样的现象。
The same scenery.
里面回应的感受完完全全变成新的东西。
But my response back then was completely renewed.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
就是已过，一切都变成新的了。
Your has passed, everything has become new.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我赶着回家的时候
，And when I rush home,
我看见母亲正在缝衣车那边正在缝衣。
I saw my mother sewing.
我太快乐了。
I was overjoyed.
我里面充满神给我的喜乐。
I was filled with the joy from God.
我一冲进门，我妈妈，我得救了。
I rushed back and tell my mother, Mother, I have been saved.
因为祷告很久，记得我告诉你，我得救了。
You have been praying for me for so many years. I tell you, I'm saved today.
我的母亲也很高兴。
My mother was overjoyed.
你真的知道你得救了吗
？She asked me, Do you really know?
你告诉我你怎么知道你得救了
？Tell me, how do you know this?
当我讲给她听的时候
，When I explained this,
我就把里面那个真的滚的那个喜乐就流出来。
I told her the joy that came from my heart.
这是个新地位产生的感情。
This is the feeling that came from a new status.
我不知道你有没有为你的罪流过眼泪。
I do not know whether you have wept for your own sin.
我不知道你有没有为你得过赦罪而快乐起来。
Or you have received joy that you have been forgiven.
基督徒圣化的感情。
A holy emotions of Christians.
是从你得了新地位开始的。
Would start when you receive a new status.
我们为什么有这样的喜乐呢？
Why do we have such joy?
因为我们有本质的、有地位上的改变。
Because we have been changed fundamentally from our status.
不但如此，基督徒的喜乐是永恒的。
Not only that, the joy of a Christian is eternal.
不是暂时的。
Not temporal.
正像你谈恋爱的时候，那是暂时有快乐。
When you are in love and in courtship,
但是你结婚就有长久、一生一世，因为婚约的功效。而成为夫妇的地位。
The love in the courtship is temporal, but that of a marriage is eternal because of the covenant.
我们与主发生关系以后
，When we have a relationship with our Lord,
我们领受新生命以后
，When we receive His new life,
地位上来，我们是在基督里。
Our status is then in Christ.
从时间来说，我们是永远的与神在一起的基督。
But from the angle of time, we are eternally with God, with the eternal joy.
所以主里面的喜乐是永恒性的。
Therefore, the joy in the Lord is eternal.
不等于说我们有了这个喜乐就没有忧愁的可能。
This does not mean that we will never be sad.
从此又没有烦恼，从此又没有苦难，从此又没有痛苦、哀哭的事情。
That we will never suffer, we will never have pain or anxieties.
不是的
No.
我们因为这个地位与神发生了永恒的关系。
But because of this status, we have an eternal relationship with God.
所以每次我们在苦难的中间的时候，我们想起我已经随主的，我们可以摄回那已经复流的喜乐。
And so when we're in the midst of our suffering, we can remind ourselves that we already belong to the Lord and we can still have this eternal joy.
不但如此
Not only this.
基督徒深化的喜乐是内发的不是外浮的
The holy emotions of a Christian comes from within and not from without.
今天我们如果感到我们的身体的味道不大好
If we feel that we do not smell too good physically,
我们用最好的香肥皂把全身擦掉用很多的水把全身洗了
We probably cleanse ourselves, we use perfume soap.
然后我们就感到味道好一点了。
And then we feel a little bit better.
如果我们有味道更好，就用名贵的香水撒在自己的身上。
If we want to smell even better, we will buy expensive perfume.
不但香水，还有香精。
Not only that, we have essence.
香水比水更精，所以叫做香精。
So we have essence oil that's more expensive.
你把它擦在你的皮肤上、面孔上、耳朵上。
When you apply it on your face and on your skin,
是那个停久比较长久
the fragrance will last longer.
散出香味使别人喜欢你
And other people will like you for that.
那么这些香味哪里来的
Where did all the fragrances come from?
外面提炼出来
They came from without.
浮在你的身体上
And then you apply it on yourself.
那敷了久久以后呢
After a long time,
香味慢慢褪色了
The fragrance will disappear.
久久以后
After an even longer time,
里面的臭汗跑出来了
You will start to smell.
对，外面来的香跟里面来的臭连在一起，就变成香臭不分了
And so the fragrance and your natural odor will mix together.
你要再洗澡
And then you have to bathe again.
再涂香水。
And apply again.
也再涂上很多的东西。
And put on lots of things.
但是我告诉你，花不是如此。
But this is not the case for
没有一朵花，你要给它一些香水。
You don't have to apply perfume on the flower.
没有一朵花，你要给它涂香精。
You don't have to apply oil or essence on the flower.
花香不是从香水来的，香水是从花香来的。
The fragrance of a flower did not come from a perfume. It is the other way around.
所以我们如果没有香水，我们就味道不好。
We will not smell good without perfume.
但是花不需要。
But this is not the case
香味是从在生命的里面表彰出来。
Because the fragrance is an expression of the life of a flower.
从那不同的生命的本质里面散发出来。
It came about manifested from its own life force.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
无论几公里远的花。
It doesn't matter if the garden is very far away.
都有办法吸引正在飞作的蜜蜂跑到它那里。
Its fragrance is able to attract bees from miles away.
向它进攻。
They will all move towards
him. 受他吸引。
They will be attracted
by the fragrance. 把里面的香的这个元素把它吸收出来。
That they may take the nectar from the flower.
当蜜蜂回到它的蜂窝的时候。
When the bees return to the hive.
它会用蜜蜂的语言同动作告诉其他蜜蜂要在哪里采蜜。
They will instruct other bees to go for the flower.
那么呢，莫迪学院的科学部门就为这个事情做了一番的研究。
And there was a research done by the Moody Institute.
当蜜蜂回来的时候
，When the bees return，
他就用他蜜蜂的话语召集所有的蜜蜂，静静的在他面前听他训话。
They will instruct all the bees to listen to them.
然后他就摆动作出来了。
And they will come out.
摆的时候，所有的蜜蜂就在那注意他的角度到底几度。
And they will start to shake, and then there's a certain angle to it.
他不用测，不用圆规，用眼光一看就知道几度半。几度有几分之一。
And by the way, the first bee is shaking. They are able to tell the direction.
它就展起它的翅膀。
And then they will spread the wings.
整多少次
？And vibrate.
整多少次以后就停下来。
And stop after.
他们其他蜜蜂都记得它到底一秒钟展多少次。
The rest of the bee could register the number of vibrations.
停了以后再转一个角度。
After he stopped, he would turn again.
他们就知道它转多少度。
And they can figure out how many degrees that is.
本能的计算是准确到科学家没办法明白。
These are instinctive calculations.
有转好了以后呢
？After the bee turn,
在几秒钟内再震动它的翅膀。
Again, he will vibrate the wings.
这一次是震动几百、几十几次。
And it will be vibrated hundreds of times.
他们都一下子就吸进去了。
Within an instant, the bee will recognize all this.
再停下来。
And then he will turn again.
再转
，and turn，
又再震
，and vibrate。
完了以后呢，他就不再动作了。
After that, he will stop。
整群的人就跟他飞出去了。
And all the bees will leave the hive。
他们从来没有迷路。
They will never be lost。
就整多少次向左转，整多少次向右转，一定到那个地方。
They will follow the vibration and follow the direction。
这是神创造的奇妙。
This is the wonder of the creation.
当我明白这件事情的时候
，When I understood all this，
我巴不得马上跪下来，主啊，谢谢你。
I wanted to kneel down and say, "Oh Lord, thank you."
你太伟大了。
You are marvelous indeed.
我也很盼望将把一个蜜蜂带来，谢谢你。
I wanted to give thanks to the bee.
你原来是这么聪明的小东西。
I didn't know that you're so clever.
我才知道很多博士没有你这么。聪明，他们笨得要命。
Now I know a lot of PhD are not as smart as you.
那么这个花香把他们吸引过去了以后
，When the fragrance of the flower attracted them，
又把里面的香精把它吸收过来。
They will absorb the nectar from the flower.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是大自然的奥秘。
This is the mystery of nature.
这些的花呢，继续供应香料。
The flowers will continue to supply fragrance.
他们永远是香的。
Forever they smell good.
你把一朵花把它遮下来。
When you pluck a flower,
你把一朵花把它砸了
，and then you just crush it.
你把它放在脚下，把它踩了。
If you crush it under your feet,
你摧残它。
When you get rid of it,
折磨它。
When you torture it,
结果它也被折磨，里面的香味就越出来了。
The more you torture it, the more fragrant it becomes.
这叫做喜乐。
This is what joy is all about.
快乐是外附的。
Happiness comes from without.
喜乐是内发的。
Joy comes from within.
快乐是生活的需要。
Happiness is what we need in life.
喜乐是生命的表彰。
But joy is a manifestation of life.
快乐是贫穷生命所需要的。
Happiness is what a life of poverty needs.
喜乐是丰盛生命所流散出来的。
But joy comes from an abundant life.
所以圣经没有错误。
So the Bible is correct.
你们要靠主喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
我再说，你们要靠主常常。
Again, I say rejoice.
基督徒不是在快乐中间折磨他的日子。
Christians are not people who are trying to waste their life away in happiness.
更不是在罪恶的中间的快乐来损坏他自己的生命。
Certainly, we are not people who ruin our life in happiness or sin.
基督徒在丰盛的灵命追求中间领受、表达神所赐给他的幸福。
The Christian is a person that expresses the joy that comes from the abundant life that God has given to us.
这样的喜乐是圣洁的。
Such a joy is holy,
不是肮脏污秽的。
Not filthy.
那么基督徒到底有哪些喜乐呢？
What sort of joy does a Christian have?
我们除了在神的儿子基督的地位里面有喜乐之外，
Other than the joy of the status being in the child and son of God,
我们更有因为尊主伟大而有的喜乐。
We also have joy when we place Jesus as Lord.
为什么尊主伟大会使我们产生喜乐呢？
Why is it so important to put God as number one in our life?
这就是侍奉的总原则。
Because this is the fundamental principle of ministry.
如果问基督徒什么叫做侍奉呢？
If you ask a Christian what is ministry,
问神学生什么叫做侍奉呢？
If you ask a seminary student what ministry is,
很多人会以为我去讲道叫做侍奉。
Many people will say, well, I preach the gospel.
我在唱诗嘛，你唱诗叫做侍奉。
Or maybe I sing the hymns.
我今天正在为主工作叫做侍奉。
Or I do some work for the church.
为什么要为主工作呢？
Why do we say we want to work for the Lord?
为什么上帝要请你代劳，他才免去许多的劳苦，你为他工作？
Why would God need us to work for him?
我从少年的时期对为主工作这四个字，我很不以为然。
When I was young, I did not think much about working for the Lord.
我不知道你的圣经里面有哪一段看到为主工作这四个字，有吗？
I don't know whether you can find words in the Bible that says working for God.
有没有为主工作这四个字？
Do you know of words that says working for God?
为你工作。
Oh Lord, I work for you.
你今天老人家病了，我代替你工作。
You seem to be quite ill, so I'm doing this for you.
我做你的工作。
I will do your work.
圣经说我们要做成他的工作。
The Bible did say that we are to complete His task.
替神工作，为主工作，这个观念我好像很难接受。
But it is difficult for me to accept the concept that we work for Him. 这每
次看到这个名词，我心里把它改另外一个字。
I will often think of it from another angle.
这是我的习惯，你要不要知道？
This is my habit.
我要看主工作。
I will change it to,
上帝把我带到一个地方，使我有机会看他怎么做。
I will change it to observing the Lord at work.
所以每次我侍奉的时候。
Every time I serve him,
都是主给我特权，给我机会，可以亲眼看见他怎么做工。
I say that it is a privilege that he has allowed me to witness him at work.
我不过把道讲清楚。
I am just a person that preaches clearly.
把生命分享与人。
To share my life.
讲完以后，我呼召人的时候。
After that, when I call the people,
看见神怎样感动人到他的面前。
I will see how the Lord will move the people to come.
所以一起说，我只能为主工作。
So I do not say I work for him.
不如说我只看见他怎么样做。
But I say I observe him at work.
当摩西用他的杖打这个红海的时候，
When Moses hit the Red Sea with his staff,
他要看上帝怎么样带领以色列百姓过去。
He wanted to see how the Lord would lead the Israelites.
因为他本身根本没有这样的经验。
He knew that he had no such power.
他本身根本没有可能有这样的能力。
He knew that it was impossible for him.
这神迹就是神自己工作的记号。叫做神迹。
A miracle is the mark of God at work.
那是神做工，不是我做工。
It is the Lord who is at work and not me.
所以我们的责任就是尊主伟大。
Our responsibility therefore is to honor him.
不要拦阻他。
And do not obstruct him,
让他做他的工作。
To let him do his work.
我们一面侍奉一面拦阻，我们是魔鬼的工具。
If we serve the Lord and oppose him at the same time, we will be tools of the devil.
我们侍奉的时候尊主伟大，让他做出他要做的工作，我们才是他的仆人。
But when we serve him, we honor him as first, we will truly be his servants.
保罗很明白这个道理。
The Apostle Paul understood
this. 所以保罗说，无论是生是死。
And so he said, no matter if I'm alive or dead,
让基督照常在我身上显大。
I want Jesus to manifest himself in me.
神的伟大。
The greatness of God.
透过我的身上。
Through myself.
无论我的生。
Whether I'm dead.
无论我的死。
Whether I'm alive.
显出他的大能。
It will manifest his
great power. 显出他的伟大出来。
That his greatness will be shown.
这种尊主伟大的一定充满喜乐。
A person that honors the Lord like that will be joyous.
所以当天使见到这个玛利亚的时候，
And so when the angels met Mary,
蒙大恩的女子啊，
They said, "Blessed
be you." 我报喜信给你。
I brought you news of great
tidings. 你必要怀孕，生一个孩子出来。
You will have a child.
当玛利亚听见这个话的时候
，When Mary heard this,
她说：“我没有结婚，怎么有这样的事？”
She asked, "How can it be now that I'm not married?"
然后玛利亚颂里面有一句很重要的话。
But in the praise of Mary,
我心尊主伟大，我灵以我的救主为乐。
He says that my heart honors the Lord and my spirit rejoices for my Lord.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
一个尊主伟大的人，是常常有圣化的喜乐的人。
A person that honors the Lord often have holy joy.
一个至尊伟大的人是从来没有喜乐的。
But when a person is self-centered, he will not have such joy.
当你看见别人做得比你好的时候
，When you see other people doing better than you,
你为什么妒忌呢？
Why are you angry?
只可以你自己大，不准别人比你大，对不对
？Because you only want yourself to succeed and not others.
你以自我为中心，你一定很痛苦。
When you are self-centered, you will suffer greatly.
我年轻的时候听陈牧师讲一句话，我感到很有趣味。
When I was young, I listened to Pastor Chen and I thought
something. 他说我们不要自大。
He said, "Let us not treat ourselves as great."
你记得中国字自大加一点味道就不好了吗？
The Chinese word 自大 we add a dot, it will not be too nice.
你自己大加一点点，自大一点点，味道就不好了。
If you are a bit more arrogant, it is not so great.
我们许多的时候，因为我大，你不可以大。
Many a times we want to be better than others.
所以我们没有喜乐。
And so we have no joy.
很少人注意到这一点。
Very few people realize this.
当你看见别人快乐的时候
，When we see others rejoicing,
你跟他一同快乐。
If you rejoice with them,
你就不可能没有圣化的感情。
It will be not possible for you
not to have
holy
emotions.
When you see other people succeeding,
你为他欢喜欢。
If you rejoice for him,
你不可能被痛苦烦恼所捆绑。
You will not be bound by pain and suffering.
使徒约翰被圣灵充满。
John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面唯一在母腹里面被圣灵充满。
The Bible says he was the Bible only recorded him to be the only one who was filled with the Holy Spirit from the womb.
Since He was in the womb.
Since was
从来没有人像他一样。
No one was like him.
在母亲肚子里面就被圣灵充满。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit when he was still a fetus.
约翰，他在母腹中是比耶稣更早六个月，这个受胎的。
He was conceived 6 months before Jesus Christ.
那玛利亚搬山越岭去找这个伊丽莎白的时候
，When Mary looked for Elizabeth,
伊丽莎白一开门的时候。
Once Elizabeth opened the door,
里面的胎就跳起来了。
The fetus started to move.
为什么呢
？Why?
我主的母到我这里了。
Because the mother of my Lord has come visit me.
我们里面的胎就欢喜了。
Even the baby rejoiced.
表示约翰在母腹里被圣灵充满的时候。
It means that when John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满的记号是什么呢
？What was this mark?
尊主伟大。
This mark was that he honored the Lord.
以主为乐。
And he rejoiced in the Lord.
大家讲这八个字，尊主伟大，以主为乐。当每一次你尊主伟大的时候，你一定享受以主为乐的生活。
Every time you honor the Lord, you will have joy in the Lord.
玛利亚是如此。
This was the case for Mary.
四世约翰是如此。
And John the Baptist.
这两个新约里面，耶稣没有来以前，已经被圣灵大大感动的人。都成了我们的榜样。
These two persons who were filled with the Holy Spirit before Jesus Christ came became examples.
我有一次读到约拿丹跟大卫的事情。
Once I was reading about Jonathan and David.
我心里大大受感。
I was deeply moved.
约拿丹原是生在王柱之下的皇太子。
Jonathan was the crown prince.
约拿丹应当继承扫罗，登上以色列的宝座。
He could have been king after Saul.
但是上帝借着撒母耳说：“我已经选了合我心意的大卫。”坐在代替扫罗的王位上。
But through the prophet Samuel, David was chosen.
这件事足够约拿单有最好的理由来杀死大卫。
This would have been the best excuse for Jonathan to kill David.
但是偏偏很奇妙的，很窄小的心肠的父亲会生出一个很宽大心情的孩子出来。
But this Jonathan was a person with generous spirit, not like his father.
他爱约拿单。他爱大卫胜过爱自己的生命。
The Bible says he loved David more than his own life.
而且他把大卫当作就是神为以色列安排的新的君王。
And he considered David as the king selected by God.
他说你必做王。
He said you will be king.
我必做你的宰相。
I will be your prime minister.
他有这样伟大的爱。
He has such great love.
尊人伟大。
He honored others.
这主的旨意为大。
He honored the will of God.
这种人不可能被愁苦所捆绑。
Such a person cannot be bounded by suffering.
圣化的感情。
These are holy emotions.
但是当他讲这个话。
When he said this,
这种态度以后呢
？When he has such an attitude,
扫罗对他怎么讲
？King Saul said,
生你的实在有羞辱了。
You are disgrace to your mother.
知道不知道大卫要抢夺你的宝座
？Do you not know that David wants your throne?
把你升做皇太子，真是没有意思。
It is meaningless for you to become crown prince.
你这个叫没有不正用的人。
You are a person who is irresponsible.
你看见了人的常情跟神所感动的那感情是不一样。
So you see, our human emotions are different from that of God.
扫罗一得了王位，他要死抓住给他的子孙永远做王。
Saul was already king, and he wanted his descendants to always become king.
但是被圣灵充满，被主的爱感动的又哪能不是如此
？But his son Jonathan, who was filled with the love of God,
师父讲一句很重要的话：不是我的意思成全，是神的意思成全。
He says not by his own will, but by the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 ，Dear brothers and sisters,
当你看见别人比你好的时候
，When you see other people having a better life,
你会为他感谢主。
Would you give thanks?
当你看见别人侍奉比你成功的时候
，When you see other people having a better ministry,
你会充满喜乐的。
Will you be filled with joy?
当你看见别人结的果子比你有果效的时候
，When you see other people bearing fruit for the Lord,
你会心里没有心酸，没有痛苦吗？
Would you have bitterness in your heart?
现在我教会里面很多的父牧师。
In my church, there are many associate ministers.
我已经慢慢预备他们的心了。
I have been preparing them.
如果上帝要兴起一个比你年轻的人出来，比你更有恩赐，你要让位。
If the Lord raised someone who is younger and more talented and gifted than you are, you got to give way.
这不是人的王国。
Because this is not the kingdom of men.
或者如果我死了，有一定第二个人身上代替我，不是。
I did not arrange it such that when I die, someone will take over.
上帝可能兴起一个很年轻的，比你更没有经验的人突然起来，神大大用他，你要预备心。
Perhaps the Lord will raise someone who are much younger than you, who are much more talented than you.
这是我们基督教一个很可怕、很可怕的一个败坏的行为。
This is something in Christianity that is very horrifying.
就是有一点长辈的身份的人，就继续不断压制，继续不断逼迫那些比他更年轻的人。
And that is people who are a bit more senior in the church will always persecute the younger.
我们没有体恤后进的心。
We have no empathy towards the younger generation.
我们没有让贤的宽大的胸怀。
We do not have a generous spirit to give way.
我们只懂得怎么妒忌，怎么弄权柄，怎么样争斗，怎么样勾心斗角。
We only know how to exercise our jealousy and play politics in church.
我不愿意这几句话，年轻人说是就是他，你是捉弄人，你不是这样的。
I'm not willing that the young people will respond that, yeah, yeah, you're right.
我要年轻人的学习以利沙。
I want the young people to observe Elisha.
当时间没有到的时候，他就是为以利亚倒水，几十年埋没在那里，什么作为都没有。
Before his time was up, he was serving Elijah hands on foot.
我要年轻人学习大卫。
I want the young people to learn from David.
绝对不亲手加害在耶和华的受膏者的身上。
Who did not persecute the anointed one of God?
我要年轻人学习像约拿单一样。
I want young people to learn from Jonathan.
看见神兴起比我更伟大的人，我为他高兴，为他欢喜快乐。
That we will rejoice when we see someone who is raised by God better than us.
孔子说君子成人之美。
Confucius says that a gentleman would fulfill the wish of others.
见比我们更成功的人，心酸痛苦妒忌怀恨的人一定没有喜乐，神也不会用他。
A person that is filled with bitterness and jealousy when he sees someone better than him will not be used by God.
我们的感情需要圣化。
We need to sanctify our emotions.
使徒约翰是比耶稣更早出来的。
John the Baptist was born before Jesus Christ was.
懂得这个道理。
But he knew this principle.
他必兴旺，我必什么？衰微。
So he says that he will increase and I will decrease.
那个把他最好的门徒、最好的学生都介绍到耶稣那里去。
And he sent his best disciples to Jesus Christ.
那么以后他要吃什么呢？
Then what will he do then?
因为他要怎么样过生活
？How would he live his life?
最好的学生都跟着耶稣去了，他还有什么追随的人
？The best students are all sent to Jesus Christ already.
知道注定他必兴旺，我必衰微，是愿意接受一个事实。
But he was willing to accept the fact that Christ will rise and he will fall.
这是非常圣化的感情。
This is very holy emotions.
当你尊主伟大的时候
，When you honor the Lord as first in your life,
你最享受特 别的喜乐在你。
You will enjoy special joy.
你尊主为大的时候。
When you honor the Lord as first.
不让你自己妄自尊大，以后把自己捆锁在你有限的这个巨困难中间。
You will not bound yourself to your own self-centeredness and difficulties.
这是第二样。
This is the second area.
因在基督里的地位而有喜乐。
So the first is the status of joy.
我们尊主伟大而有喜乐。
And the second one is the joy when we honor the Lord as first in our life.
第三样。
The third one.
我们因为明白上帝的道而有喜乐。
We have joy when we understand His word.
耶稣基督说：“我把这些话传给你们。”
Jesus Christ said, "I give you these words."
叫你们的喜乐有满足。
That your joy may be complete.
我问你，你们有没有这样的经验？听见主的话，有时候明白，有时候领受的时候，心中充满喜乐，有没有这样的经验？
Do you have such an experience of joy when you understand the word of God?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我盼望我成为一个这样的传道人。
I wanted to be a preacher like this.
真心讲解上帝的话。
That when I sincerely explain the word of God,
使人真正明白我所传的话。
That people could completely understand what I'm saying.
因为明白上帝的道，都是圣灵赐给他们的喜乐。
And because they understand the word of God, the Holy Spirit will give them joy.
明白真理而得的喜乐。
The joy that comes when we understand the truth.
钱财不能买的。
This joy cannot be bought.
世界的财宝不能代替。
Not something that the wealth of the world can give us.
你明白上帝的道的时候，
when you understand the word of God,
原来如此。
You say this is the way.
你心中那个喜乐没有办法替代的。
That joy cannot be taken over.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当这些事情发生的时候，
when all these things happen,
基督徒是爱参加聚会。
The Christians would love to come.
为什么今天许多的基督徒很不愿意参加聚会呢？
Why is it that very few people want to go for worship?
因为他们没有听到真正的道。
Because they have not heard the true word.
没有听到光照他们内心，使他们从疑难、从限制、从困境中间出来，释放的自由的道。
They have not heard word that will set them free from the difficulties and pain and suffering.
所以他们没有喜乐。
And so they have no joy.
这是今天许多神学院的失败。
This is the failure of many seminaries.
这是今天许多传道人的失败。
The failures of many preachers.
我在一个布道所里面有一个我的副牧师。
I have an associate minister in one of the preaching stations.
到哪里去牧会的时候，
when he went to a new church,
本来有差不多170个人。
There were 170 people originally.
他去了半年，剩下120个。
Six months later, 120 left.
50人不见了。
50 has gone away.
他们不知道到哪里去了。
We didn't know where they went.
但是我就问他说，
So I asked him,
你到底发生什么事情？
What happened?
他说我没有发生事情啊。
He said, Well, nothing happened.
我照样讲啊。
I just preach.
他们不要来，他们笨嘛。
They are quite stupid for not
coming. 他们不要听，他们错嘛。
They are wrong for not listening.
他们自己吃亏是他们的事情嘛。
They are the losing end.
那我说你有没有问你自己，为什么他们不再听你讲道呢？
So I asked him, Have you asked yourself why they do not want to listen to you?
他说你去问上帝，不要问。
He said, Go ask God and don't ask me.
我就知道这个人前途不好了。
And so I know he has not a bright future.
因为他没有看见他可能隐藏着一些的毛病，使别人绊倒。
Because he do not realize that he may have made some mistakes that make others fall.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
为什么有人参加聚会，再参加，再参加，充满喜乐？
Why are some people filled with joy as they attend worship service fervently?
因为耶稣基督说，我把这些话讲给你们听，要使你们的喜乐可以满足。
Because Jesus Christ said, These words I give to you that your joy may be complete.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
圣经清楚告诉我们，因为明白上帝的道，因为听上帝的道，会产生喜乐。
The Bible clearly tells us that we will have joy when we understand His word.
那我们实在经历了这个没有？
Have we experienced this?
我们实在见证了这个没有？
Have we, are we witnesses?
我们实在求神把这个应许兑现在我们的侍奉中间。
Have we asked the Lord to fulfill these promises in our life?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你明白真理的时候。
When you understand
你的理性接受了，
your reason would accept it.
你的感情享受了，
and your emotions would enjoy it.
理性这部的真理下面还不够，
it is not enough for our reason to be submitting to the truth.
感情享受道是给你的喜乐头，你就更丰盛了。
But when your emotions enjoy the joy that comes from the truth, you
have abundant life. 接下去是你的意志就顺从这道的要求。
And then your will will follow the requirement of the truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那些这个 Puritan 就这些清教徒读圣经的时候
，When the Puritans study the Bible，
他们要用一个习惯
，They have a habit，
就是发现有什么命令是我还没有行的，我要记下来。
Their habit is record commands that they will discover.
有什么应许是我还没有得到的，我也记下来。
And also record the promises that they have not received.
还有什么伟大的祷告的心愿，我还没向神求的，我也记下来。
Or prayers that they have not uttered themselves.
所以当他们灵修的时候
，When they have their quiet time,
他们有的人就有三种不同的颜色，把圣经不同的词句画出来。
They will mark the Bible with pens of different colors.
所以他自己知道这个颜色表示神的命令。
It is their own system. They know this color represents the commands of God. 这个颜色
表示神的应许。
Or this color represents the promises of God.
这个颜色表示人对神的祷愿。
Or words marked with their colors are the prayers of men.
每翻圣经的时候
，Every time they turn the Bible,
就有着过去灵修所记载的颜色的记录。
All these colors in their verses.
他马上可以看见自己的神面前的情形。
Will help them to understand how they are like before the Lord.
这样一个追求的人。
A person that's sick of the Lord's word,
这样的心智来到上帝话语面前
，with such an attitude before His word,
他不可能没有喜乐。
He will surely have joy.
因为当你看到自己已经行了神这个命令的时候
，when you see that you have fulfilled the commands of God,
你的良心一定安慰。
Your conscience will comfort.
当你看到神的应许已经成就在你身上的时候
，when you see the promises of God fulfilled in your life,
你一定很想感谢上帝。
You will be thankful in your
life. 当你看到你可以这样向上帝祷告的时候。
When you see that you could have prayed to the Lord in this manner,
你再次享受做儿女的特权。
You will enjoy the status of a children of God.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们厌烦参加聚会。
Many of us are sick of worship service.
今天我们感到灵性枯燥。
We feel spiritually dry.
我们读经读不出什么味道出来。
When we read the Bible, we are a bit tired.
我们参加聚会看传道的脸，越看越讨厌。
We are quite sick of the preacher's face.
我们聚会刚刚两分钟，一直看手表。
We keep looking at our watch once the worship service
starts. 好像热锅上的蚂蚁，不知道到哪里跑一样。
Like an ant upon a walk.
当饭一送一唱，你就感谢主耶稣了。
When the big benediction comes, you're very happy.
那就最好下个礼拜不必再来。
And we wish secretly that we don't ever come again.
这样的日子要到什么时候
？When will these days end?
主耶稣要把道赐给我们。
Jesus Christ come to give us His word.
话藏在我们的心里。
Let the word will come into our heart.
使我们的喜乐可以满足。
Let our joy may be complete.
你相信这些话可以兑现吗
？Do you believe that these promises will come true?
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to
God. 我每天思考主的话语。
When I think about the word
of God. 每天传讲主的话语。
When I preach His word.
我常常害怕会不会有一天给我讲完了哭干了吗
？I often think would I end and run out of things to say?
我越老自信心越强。
But when as I get older, I get more confident.
有人给我这个题目叫我讲。
When others give me a certain topic,
我知道我不是专家。
I may not be the
expert. 但我知道神关于这件事有交代。
But I know that the word has teaching.
我就查出这些话，把它讲出来的时候。
And I will research it and I will preach it.
人就得到造就。
And people will be.
人就得到光照。
They will be enlightened.
人就得到更成全的心灵。
And their hearts will be more fulfilled.
我越年纪大越自信。
The more I grow older, the more confident I am.
亲眼看见神是做工的神。
Clearly, I see that the Lord works.
亲眼看见神的话是有功效。
Clearly, I have witnessed the power of His word.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
不但如此
，Not only this.
我们不但在基督里领受了喜乐。
Not only do we receive joy in Christ.
我们不但在有神的道在我们心中有喜乐。
Not only do we have joy from His word.
我们不但因为尊主的伟大，我们充满喜乐。
Not only do we have joy because we honor Him as first.
我们更因为遵行神的旨意得出喜乐。
We have joy when we do His will.
当我们真正遵行神的旨意的时候
，When we truly do His will.
那我们是在地上过属天的生活。
We would be living a life as if we are in heaven.
因为我们在祷告里面你说：“愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
In our prayers, we say, "May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
在我二十多岁的时候，我每一次祷告到这句话，我就改成另外一句话。
When I was in my twenties, I often would change this verse.
我说的主啊，愿你的旨意行在我身上，如同行在天上。
I often say that, Lord, may your will be done on me as if it is done on heaven.
差不多那一两年的时间。
For about 2 years, I said
that. 我每次念主祷，我就念成这句话。
When I read the Lord's Prayer, I change it.
那么如果你问我为什么你会这样改呢
？If you were to ask me why did you
为什么你会这样念呢
？Why did you say in this way?
因为我有一次读一本书，看到其中有一句话。
Because once I read a book and I saw a sentence there.
上帝的旨意在天上从来没有拦阻。
The sentence is that the will of God has never encountered any opposition in heaven.
上帝的旨意只有在地上所不顺从他的人的拦阻。
It only encounters obstacles when it comes on earth.
我吓了一跳。
I was shocked.
神啊，你这样看重世人。
Oh Lord, you place such great emphasis on humanity.
千千万万的天君天使大有能力遵行你的旨意。
There are hosts of angels in heaven to do your will.
我们这些地上的人微不足道。
And we are on earth and we are so puny.
这样渺小，这样无畏，这样不配的人。
We are so unworthy and small and tiny.
我们竟敢举起双手抵挡你，反对你。
But we dare to raise our hands in opposition to you.
所以从那个时候开始，我就这样改了。
And so from that time onwards, I changed my prayer.
主啊，愿你的旨意行在我身上。
May your will be done on me.
如同行在天上。
As it is done in heaven.
那大有能力的天君。
All the angels with great power.
所有属灵的天使。
All spiritual beings.
他们都是顺从遵行上帝旨意的灵界。
All of them are obedient to the will of God in the spiritual world.
我是谁呢？
But who am I?
我抵挡神吗？
Am I opposing to God? Am I opposing to Him?
我背叛他吗？
Do I
我顽根不化吗？
Am I stubborn?
我故意不顺从吗？
Do I willfully disobey Him?
不能，
I cannot
我要遵行。
I must.
耶稣基督说，我的事物就是呢，遵行上帝的旨意，做成他的功。
Jesus Christ said that my food is to do the will of God and complete His task.
当耶稣有一次对许多人讲一句话的时候，那些人就相信他了。
And an occasion when Jesus said something to the people, they believe him.
他讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
我常做他所喜悦。
Jesus Christ declared that I often do things that are pleasing to him.
当他讲这句话的就许多人就信他。
The Bible says after he said this, many believed in him.
圣经两次差不多同样的情形。
There are two occasions in the Bible that are similar.
一次是提到使徒约翰。
The first one referred to John the Baptist.
一次是提到耶稣基督。
The second one referred to Jesus Christ.
提到使徒约翰讲什么话呢？
What about John the Baptist?
约翰连一件神迹都没有行过。
The Bible says John the Baptist did not perform a single miracle.
只做这个人所做的见证都是真的。
But his testimony upon this person is true.
那是就许多人相信他所讲的话。
And because of that, many people believe what he said.
照样，第二次提到耶稣基督的时候。
In the same manner, when Jesus Christ was
talking about, 耶稣对众人说：“我常遵行我的父所差遣的话。”
Jesus told the people that I often do the will of Him.
我常做讨他喜悦的事情。
I often do things that are pleasing to Him.
耶稣讲这句话的时候，许多人就信他。
After He said that, many people believe in Him.
我有一次在贵州学院正在讲约翰福音。
Once I was preaching on the Gospel of John in a seminary.
我预备功课，看到约翰书信里有这句话的时候。我马上很想大哭起来。
When I was doing my research and preparation, and I encountered this verse, I wanted to weep.
原来我们今天侍奉中没有果效。
The reason why we are not effective in our ministry.
不是我们读书的不够多。
It is not because we are not academically qualified.
不是我们没有经验传道。
Or that we have no experience in preaching.
不是我们没有恩赐。
Or that we have no talent.
不是我们没有口才。
Or that we are not articulate.
是我们常常没有做。父所喜悦的事情。
It is often because we do not do things that are pleasing to the Lord.
如果我们做父上帝所喜悦的事，
If we do things that are pleasing
to God, 人看见我们真的做父要我们做的事，
And when others witness this,
人就会信。
They will believe.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你要喜乐吗？
Do you want joy?
你感情深化吗？
Is your emotion holy?
求主从这几方面建造我们。
May the Lord establish our faith from this anger.
使我们有圣洁的感情。
That our emotions will be made holy.
所以犯罪的人的快乐完全不一样。
Completely different from the happiness of the sinners.
基督里面的新的地位。
We have a new status in Jesus Christ.
尊主伟大。
We have the joy because we honor the Lord.
上帝的旨意在历史上的成全。
We can see His will fulfilled in history.
我们愿意把上帝的道存在心里。
We are willing to put His word in our hearts.
为了明白它。
To understand it,
喜爱它
to love it,
享受它
to enjoy it,
所以我们遵行它
and to fulfill it,
这样我们就充满喜乐
and then we will have holy joy.
今天我先讲到这个地方
I will stop at this.
如果主感动，我要把下面另外一段以后再对你们讲。
If the Lord moves me further, I will continue later.
愿上帝给我们领受这些话的时候。
When we receive all these words,
不是让知识的一部分增加进去。
May the Lord help us not to just increase in our knowledge.
让我们的灵性新的体会。
that our spirit will have a new experience,
新的步伐,
a new food steps,
新的营养,
a new nourishment,
吸收在我们生命,
that we may absorb it into our life.
我们站起来。